So if you look at the news this past week, now it's the holiday of Hanukkah. Happy holiday to us and to all the people of Israel. We should celebrate every year and be happy and joyous. And with the help of this holiday's miracles, we'll get home with the great miracle and return to a normal and happy life and be happy, all of us. These are the words of Almog Sarusi, who was murdered by Sinwar and other Rishayim in captivity. Who, together with Hirsch, Goldberg, Poland, Carmel, Gott, Eden, Yerushalmi, Ori, Danino, and Alex Lobanov, they said the brachas on Hanukkah candles in December 2023 in the tunnels of Gaza. May their memory be blessed, but also the inspiration that we saw from these clips of these videos is mind-boggling. Even if they're staged, even if whatever it is, to see them lighting candles in captivity is really mind-blowing. Shaila is, it lends a lot of questions about Hanukkah, Havdalah, certain questions you ask, okay, when would this ever happen? So here's a case where the Rachmanu Litzlan have happened. Person only has a little bit of oil, a little bit of light for the mitzvah. Can he use the same Hanukkah menorah for Havdalah, which is our series, and for the menorah? In other words, you only have one light or a little bit of oil. Can you use menorah for Havdalah? And Baruch Hashem, and even us, where we've got a ton of olive oil, and we're overflowing with olive oil in our house, is there any idea that you should use the Hanukkah candles for the Havdalah, or vice versa?
Well, what would be the question about the Havdalah? Because if you use the candles for Havdalah first, they haven't been used for Hanukkah.
So the Yerushalmi says, the Yerushalmi has one line, quote in the Torah, says, B'motze Shabbos. Now this Yerushalmi we don't have, but the Torah cites it. B'motze Shabbos, Ein mavdilin b'ner shel Hanukkah. Don't do Havdalah with the Neros of Hanukkah. In other words, don't use the Hanukkah licht for your Havdalah candle. Why? She'enen in la'oro, you're not able to benefit from the light of the menorah. Ve'en mavarchin al ner ad she'yos la'oro. But by the Havdalah, you need to benefit from the candle. That's why we go like this, with in front of the candle. So you can't use the Hanukkah menorah for your Havdalah candle. That's what the Yerushalmi says. The Bach gets a little bit more in detail. Commenting on the Torah, he says, well, 1 second. Nira, this appears to me, the davka only kishabirich tchila alarlakas near Hanukkah. If you light the Hanukkah licht first, you can't use it for the Havdalah candle. Ein lahavdalah, ein achrakach. Avo, he says, listen to this line. Yuchu levarich tchila alanir lahavdalah. You can make the candle, light the candle, light the fire for your Havdalah candle. Ulechabosa, extinguish it after you're done with Havdalah. And then use it for Ner Chanukah. And listen to this line. The Odif Tvei Lemeyevid Hachi. It's better to do this. Have you ever seen anyone do this? No. It says it's better to do this. To Kevin to Ovid Be Mitzvah Chada. Since you did one mitzvah with this flame, you used it for Avdallah. We Ovid Ba Mitzvah Achrita. We like to combine, or not combine, but double up. I don't want to be careful I use my English terms over here. We want to use one mitzvah, and then when it's finished, take that same object and use it for a second mitzvah. So why don't we do this?
It's not a Maduro.
Oh, so you're going to have to see how you do it. We'll get to that at the end. But it sounds like from the Bach, if you could use the Havdalah candle for your Ner Chanukah, not only are you allowed to do so, it's preferable to do so. Then he says, but since we say that it's better to light Hanukkah candles first, he says, so this way you could delay making Havdalah as long as possible. Therefore, he says, this whole question is moot, he says. And therefore, he says, everything I said doesn't apply. Because in art in general, he says, you do Hanukkah candles first, and then you make Havdalah. Let's hold that thought for a second. comes along the Shulchan Aruch and says, okay, well, which one do you do first? Do you do Havdalah or Hanukkah candles first? No?
Sure, you do one.
I can't hear you. Havdalah first? Raise your hand. No, at home. Havdalah or Hanukkah? Havdalah first?
At home or in shul?
At home.
At home, I do Havdalah first.
Havdalah. Okay, so let's read Shulchan Aruch. The Bach is assuming what? That you do Hanukkah licht first. No? That's what he says. He says, because you don't take the same candle that you use for Havdalah, extinguish it, and then use it for Hanukkah candles. Why? Because you're doing Hanukkah candles first. So let's look at Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, you don't have to go very far. It's right here. It's one line. You think we could do one line? B'matzei Shabbos. Ein mavdilin b'ner Chanukah. You don't do Havdalah with ner Chanukah. She'ein nenin v'oro. Bein mavarchana v'ner ad shios v'oro. You can't use the Chanukah licht for Havdalah because you can't benefit from the Chanukah licht.
Based on that, you'd assume Hanukkah is first.
Says the next line of Shulchan Aruch, Marwikin ner Chanukah knesses kodem Havdalah. In the shul, you do Hanukkah licht first, and then you do Havdalah. Says the Ramah, V'kol shekein bebeiso. Surely at home, you do which one first? Hanukkah licht first, then Havdalah. Marwik v'achkach mavdil. That's what he says. So says... So one sec, we're going to get to. So according to Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, it sounds like at home, you and in shul, you do Hanukkah licht first, then you do Havdalah, which would mean that I can't use the Hanukkah licht for my Havdalah because I'm out of benefit from the Hanukkah licht. So therefore, that is why the Bach says, even though I had a good idea, I'll do the Havdalah candle first, I'll blow it out, I'll take that same oil, whatever, wick, and use it for my Hanukkah menorah, and I'll do two mitzvahs with the same thing. Great idea, better to do it that way, but I can't do that because I got to do Hanukkah licht first. Okay.
So,
yeah.
So if you light the Hanukkah candle, how can you blow it out right away? Don't we hold?
You can't. He says you can't. He says you can't. You can't blow out. You can't use the Hanukkah candle for your Havdalah. You could have used the Havdalah candle for your Hanukkah, but we're messed over because you have to do Hanukkah licht first. That's what he writes. Now, that is a problem because 1 second, don't we have a concept of Tadir v'she'eno, Tadir kol? And we talked a little bit about this at the Shkama, meaning about Erev Shabbos. But you have the same thing now, Matzei Shabbos. Which one is more common, Havdalah or Hanukkah candles? Havdalah. So really, Havdalah should be first. To which the Taz writes, guess what? Havdalah really is supposed to be first. And the Poskim debate back and forth. Even though the Ramah seems to say Hanukkah comes first and not Havdalah, the Taz says, what do you mean? Of course, Havdalah comes first. It's Tadir v'she'eno Tadir Kodim. We always do the more frequent mitzvah ahead of the infrequent mitzvah.
Can you say regarding Tadir, I know this is a little off, whatever,
yeah.
That during the week of Hanukkah, you're lighting the air.
It's a great question.
One time, so it's more Tadir.
It's a great question. It's a fancy footwork over there to try to skirt around Tadir. Perhaps you could say that for the other opinion. I'll tell you, you know who disagrees with this Tadir? The Torah and the Yerushalmi that we just read, I'll read it to you again. And the Shulchan Aruch, exactly what you said, Yo. That from Shulchan Aruch, based on this Yerushalmi, B'matzei Shabbos, on Matzei Shabbos, Ein mavdilin b'ner shel Chanukah. You can't do Havdalah with your ner shel Chanukah. What does that imply? That which one is coming first? No, Chanukah, because he says you can't use your Havdalah. Right, I mean, the ner Chanukah is coming first. So, hello, what about Tadir? Clearly the Torah felt that which one comes first? Chanukah. And then he says, oh, don't use your Hanukkah candles for your Havdalah. Well, why would I do that? I'm obviously doing Hanukkah candles first. Now, you could push off this proof and say, nah, that's not what the Yerushalmi holds. The Yerushalmi is talking about when Yo lights his Hanukkah candles first because he already made Havdalah, meaning you did Havdalah first, then Hanukkah candles. And I'm walking by your house and I say, oh, I need a light. So I go take from your Hanukkah candles for my Havdalah, says the Torah, don't do that. But that would imply that even the Yerushalmi could be talking about a case where you did Havdalah candles first, then Hanukkah candles. He's just talking about a case and there are two people and I'm using your Hanukkah candles for my Havdalah, says the Torah, don't do that. Says Yerushalmi, don't do that. But it's not a proof from the Torah Yerushalmi over here that, no, the Hanukkah candles have to come first. Who knows? Maybe really Havdalah is supposed to come first because it's more common.
But so how... Also say that in until you make Havdalah, Shabbos really isn't over.
Okay, but the answer to that is, one second. No, Mr. Fleischman, do you ever drive home? You ever drive home Matzah Shabbos? How do you drive home? The answer is because you say in Shemot Esrei, Atochon Antona. One second, you ever drive home? Come on, don't tell me you never drive home from shul. You ever pull out your cell phone that you hid in the cubby? No, hopefully not, yeah. But you drive home from shul all the time. So what's pshat? Because we said a few weeks ago that the Avdol, you're allowed to do malacha once you say Atochon Antonu. You're not allowed to eat until you make the cup alakos, but so you could drive home. So I drive home. What do you say? Oh, I'm not going to light the Chanukah because I'm not going to do malacha. What do you mean? You just drove home.
But that's
you're
lighting
that house. It's different. Huh? You're lighting the says Mr. Klein. Duh. You're lighting the Avdolah candle. Hello.
Okay.
No. Not okay. Not okay. You're out. So you're out. It's a good shlug up. No. Okay, I hear you want to say maybe the house is different, but you're still in the house. You're still lighting the candle. So Elamai, what's the pshat? Pshat is that. For malacha purposes, as long as you make avdol in shul, you're allowed to do malacha. You're allowed to drive home. You're allowed to do whatever you want. You could call. I mean, you should make avdol as soon as possible. You could pick up your phone. Sometimes when I'm waiting for people in my house to finish benching, you know, and the shal shud is, and you don't want to rush them, right? So I go upstairs. I'm going to get my phone because what am I supposed to do for 3 minutes? I'm standing there like an idiot. So I help start. I'm supposed to help cleaning up sometimes. Sometimes I start help cleaning up. But if you want to avoid helping clean up, you go upstairs. You get your wallet, get your phone, and you know you make sure everything's okay. So
you like the Havdalah candle, but you can't be Havdalah without.
Fine. So all, but the point is, malacha I'm allowed to do. So how do you paskin? Which are you supposed to do first? Chanukah candles or Avdalah candles? Now that I've thoroughly confused you, Mishnah Berurah ends off to Ovid Kamar, David Kamar Ovid. Whatever you want to do, you could do first. It's fielder's choice. You should follow what the minig of your father is. If your father had a minig, if your father doesn't have a minig, you really could do whatever you want. Now, there is an interesting story about this by Rav Pam. So I have a son on Ar Sameach's website has an interesting article on this, and it quotes a fascinating story by Rav Pam. I never heard this story. That Rav Pam, for many years, the great Rosh Shiva of Tor V'Das, he, for many years, did Chanukah candles first. Because that's, according to many, the more prevalent, we'll see if that's actually true, just based on this room, the more prevalent minhag is to do Chanukah candles first. Now, for many years he did that. One year, one of his kids, sounds like the kid was about 9-10 years old, but I'm making that part up. It sounds like he was around that age. Kid says to his father, Dad, how can you make Chanukah candles first? You didn't make Avdalah. Same question you're all arguing me. And I gave you a good answer. No? You're allowed to do malacha. You drove home from shul, right? And Rabbi Pam explained that to his son. The kid didn't listen. He got very agitated. Told Rav Pam, what do you mean, Dad? We didn't make Avdalah. How are you allowed to light the Chanukah candles? And he got very, very agitated. So Rav Pam says, you're right. And from that day on, Rav Pam switched his minhag not to confuse anyone. The beauty of Rav Pam, the godless of, first of all, you know, lessons about how to treat your children, that's number one. Two, about how to not be OCD about halacha when there are other opinions the other way and you could rely upon them. There's that sometimes, you know, you don't have to be so obstinate in the way you've been doing things if there are other valid approaches. It's number two. You also see a lesson of like, how Gadol thinks and how he looks at situations. So a beautiful story by Rav Pam, because the Mishnah Berurah says whatever way you want to do, you can really do. There are great poskim on both sides, arguments on both sides. All good in the world of Torah. You therefore can make Havdalah first, or you can do Chanukah Licht first. Now, before we get to our feature presentation, like we were talking about before, is should you really double up? We'll get to that in a second. I've got a separate question. You all bought me hook, line, and sinker. You all fell for it. Why can't I use the Chanukah Licht for Avdalah? Why'd you trust the Torah? Why'd you trust the Yerushalmi? Why can't I use my Chanukah Licht for Avdalah? Why not? Why did the Torah say? Because you're not allowed to. Is that true? You're not allowed to benefit from your menorah?
Didn't we say you shouldn't use one thing for two at the separate minhag?
Oh, no, we said you could. If you're able to, you could. But here my Chanukah Licht, I don't understand. The Chanukah menorah, we said we're not allowed to benefit from the Chanukah menorah because it's supposed to be separated for a mitzvah. Is that really true? I'm allowed to use the Chanukah menorah, according to many poskim, for another mitzvah. You're allowed to use it for another mitzvah. Would you be allowed to daven by the Chanukah candles? So practically speaking, we say no. But many say you perhaps using it for a davar kedusha, something holy, you would be allowed to use it. The whole prohibition of using the Neiris Chanukah is, the Gemara says, to count your money. That ain't holy. You count your dollar bills, you know, cha-ching, you get, huh? Okay, yeah, good. You're a nice guy, and you think of money, you think of tzedakah. 99% of the world, 99.9999% of the world, ain't thinking about charity when they think about money. They think about what the car they're going to buy, or the house they're going to buy, or the yacht they're going to buy, or the Pesach program they're going to buy, whatever it is. They ain't thinking about tzedakah. But yeah, if you are taking the Neiros Chanukah and using it for another mitzvah, like Havdalah, now again, obviously you can't move it because that's a separate issue, but maybe I'll make Havdalah by the candles, and when it comes to the Mori Mori Eish, I'll put my fingers by the Neiros Chanukah. I'm using it for a mitzvah. So it says the same for me, Panina made me drush. He says, no, not so fast. No, first of all, it ain't a mitzvah necessarily to do the candle by Havdalah. It's a shevach, it's a praise to Hashem, but it's not a chiv of a mitzvah to do a candle, and in fact, you make Havdalah without a candle if you don't have a candle. And we'll talk about that in later weeks. So first of all, my premise is all wrong. Okay, question number two. Perhaps you're allowed to use, huh? Okay, you have a shamash. But a shamash probably you could use. Maybe so you could use that. I guess that's not our question. I guess the shamash burned out already. I don't know. Or you didn't have a shamash. I don't know. Good point. Second question is, you're allowed to use the candles for something temporary, according to many poskim. In other words, if I walk by the Hanukkah candle, I'm using the light for a second. No. If I, sometimes when you take your sitter, or you're allowed to, according to many poskim, you're allowed to do a tashmish arai, a temporary fleeting usage of the candles. You're not allowed to sit there and read for 20 minutes, but if you walk by the candles and you happen to benefit, you see a speck of dirt on your shirt, yeah? Because of the Hanukkah candles, it's not like, oh, I violated using the Hanukkah candles according to many poskim, because it's only a temporary use. So what about the question of, if I just use the candles for a second to look at my fingernails when I'm making Havdalah, that should be permitted. Says the Chochmas Shlomo, something absolutely magnificent. If you hear this, you'll never forget this. For Havdalah candle, it has to be a light that you could benefit from, and that the point of the light is for light, for benefit. The whole point of the Neiros Chanukah is not for light. What's it for? Pirsum Hanes. So it just like I'm not allowed to use a light of a, well, sometimes you have by a dead body, you have lights over there for they did it for whatever rituals you have near by a dead body. You're not going to use that near for Havdalah. Why? Because it wasn't lit. To light, the dead body doesn't need the light. What are you using the light for? Whatever reasons you light candles by a dead body, it's for other reasons. It's not because you want the light. So Sotuv and Neiros Chanukah wasn't created for light. It was created for Pirsum Hanes. So you can't use it for Havdalah, not because I'm not going to benefit from it because it's usher, because it's fundamentally not a candle lit for light. Now that is a big chiddush by the Chacham Shlomo, which many disagree with. But according to that, here's the kicker. You wouldn't even be allowed to use the Neiros Chanukah for your Havdalah candle after 30 minutes. You could have argued that maybe once they've already fulfilled the mitzvah of the Neiros Chanukah, you're allowed to even blow it out. If a person's going away and he's leaving his house unattended, he's going out for a Chanukah party, and it's past a certain time, there are many poskim who say you should blow out the candles because it's a dangerous time. You shouldn't leave the candles unattended in your house. You're way past this month. Now, many people say you shouldn't, and there are valid reasons not to do that as well. But me'ikra din, technically, you can blow them out. So if that's the case, can I use the candle after 30 minutes for Hanukkah candles for Havdalah? According to this, maybe you could. But according to Chacham Shlomo, you absolutely cannot, because fundamentally that light is not lit for a light purpose, and therefore you can't use it for Havdalah. So practically speaking, new, what should you do? Now I'm a little bit confused. The Bach gave this great idea. He said, you know what? Use the candles of Havdalah, light the Havdalah candle, make Havdalah first, blow it out, take that same candle, and use it for Chanukah licht. And you do two mitzvahs with one thing, that's a good thing, because you can do it in this situation. Says the Bach, no, you can't do that. You know why? because you're supposed to light Hanukkah candles first. Hello, now that we just changed the calculus and said, no, really, you could do whichever one you want. So what should you do? Maybe you should follow this Bach. Everyone should make Havdalah first, blow out the Havdalah candle, and then use that same candle. We'll talk about how to do it in a second, for the menorah. Why not? You're doing two mitzvahs with one thing. That's good. Over here, it's a good thing because you can do it. So how would you do it? So the Shmir Shabbos Kochas explains. You would take two oil, I guess, cups with wicks in it. You'd hold them together because you need two wicks for Havdalah. Right? You never do two tea lights together. If you ever want for Havdalah, if you ever on a vacation or away, so you have two tea lights, you take two tea lights, you put them together. So you take two oil cups, hold them together for the Bremer Eish. You don't have to keep it the whole Havdalah. You keep it for a second, like that. Now, you say Bremer Eish on it. You finish Havdalah. You now separate your two cups with two wicks. You put them in the menorah, and... Well, I blew it out beforehand. Then I take the two empty, I take the non-lit cups of oil with wicks, put them in my menorah, and then when I light menorah, I use them as my candles. Says the, based on this Bach, that would be the ideal thing to do, because now I'm taking one mitzvah, finishing that mitzvah of Havdalah, and using it for a second mitzvah. It's a wild chiddush of the Bach. Have you ever seen anyone do this? I have not. So a Chanukah menorah is not going to have two wicks.
No, but you put it in for Havdalah and take the other wick out when you...
Okay, that you could do it. That's an interesting thought. I didn't even think about that. That's a good point. I guess you could do that. Yes. I don't see any reason why you couldn't do that also. Yeah, and then we should get half of that. Right, correct. Half of Havdalah, that's a good aura. Yeah. So the Sefer R. Eliyahu, he says that if you only have one candle for both Havdalah and Neris Chanukah, certainly you should do this. Do Havdalah first, and then use that candle for... So, Rachmana Litzlan, those captives, when they were still alive for Chanukah, if they wanted to make Havdalah, they should have made Havdalah first, and then lit the Chanukah licht. I doubt they had ever had, unfortunately, a choice to do anything. But that would be in such a situation. A person only is always on vacation. He only has one candle he forgot to bring with him, and so he should use Havdalah first, then he should light that first night of Chanukah.
What
okay,
they use
yeah.
For candles, the
captains? I don't know. I think they oil. They had some oil. It looked like it's okay. They had a cup of something. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Rishayim Gemurim. Rishayim Gemurim. Comes along the Rivo Sephraim and others who say, in extenuating circumstances, you actually could even use the Neris Chanukah for Havdalah. Because like we saw, these good questions that we had, why can't you use the Neris Chanukah for Havdalah? Even fleetingly, you're only using a small usage of the Neris Chanukah for a second. Maybe that would be permitted as well. Comes along the Sefer Mishneh Sacher of Teichtel, and he writes, Halacha L'maisa. He says, if you want to follow this Bach, I've never seen anyone do this, but you want to be very far from it. It's a nice idea. You want to make Havdalah first, and then take that same oil for your Neris Chanukah. You have to make sure you satisfy two conditions, and with this, you could follow the Bach. Number one is you have to make sure that you do Havdalah with an oil. Remember, most people make Havdalah on a candle. So you want to make sure that your menorah is the best thing. So if you're going to use the Havdalah candle for your oil, for your menorah, make sure that your Havdalah candle is oil like we just talked about before. Number two, he says, you should put it into a different cup. Now, I don't know what his reason fully is for this, but that I guess maybe to distinguish and to clarify what you're doing over here is that he says basically make Havdalah with these your two cups together, holding the oil together, or two wicks in a cup, and then transfer the oil when you're done into a new cup for your menorah. Maybe this gives maybe makes the menorah a clean cup, and that's more covered for the menorah. And therefore, he says, if you want to follow these two rules, call a kavod, you could follow the Bach. And he writes strongly, how could you not follow this Bach? Bach gives a great idea. There's no downside in doing it. In fact, especially anyone here who raised their hand and said they do have Havdalah first anyway. So if you're doing Havdalah first anyway, to start playing this game and following the Bach is not so hard. You just take two of your oil lamps or whatever it is, put them together for Havdalah, and then you could use it for the Chanukah menorah. Again, I've never seen anyone actually do this in practice. I've never done this in practice. But if someone feels very strongly to follow this beautiful Bach, there's definitely room in Halacha to do it. But make sure you know what you're doing, because otherwise it's going to be Yotzei Scharo Bef Seder. You're going to end up messing yourself up that you don't want to do. Shkoyach, everyone.